An invitation for you to comment on usaspending.gov is coming in the next week or so from the Treasury Department. It's looking for more feedback on how that site looks and functions, and whether the information itself is useful. It's just one of the department's big projects as it helps agencies comply with the Data Act. We get more now from Federal News Radio's reporter, Nicole Agresco.
Treasury wants to get the public involved in the discussion on usaspending.gov. David Labrick is the Fiscal Assistant Secretary of the Treasury Department at the Data Transparency Coalition's conference in Washington Thursday. He says he's looking at comments on the portal's visualization and navigation tools.
We are interested in what the next generation of USA spending will look like, and what we're doing is offer an invitation to you to join us in that. And we don't have to have this in place until May of 2017, I believe, but we think it's not too soon to start. What we're really doing is saying, as we're putting this site together, we want to know what the users want. And so we put together a number of sort of mechanisms to do that, about how you, as people interested in how government spends money, can participate.
Treasury took over USA spending from the General Services Administration about a year ago now. It's one of the department's main responsibilities in overseeing the implementation of the Data Act, but complaints about mapping and navigation on USA spending existed long before that, and there have been major problems with the data itself on the portal. Labrick knows there's some limitations to that information. Users who visit USA Spending now can see the general program areas where agencies like the Transportation Department and Federal Highway Administration issue their grants. He says in the future, the public will be able to see what specific contracts those agencies are making and how much each of them cost.
That's a very important aspect of understanding and seeing information. It should help allow us not only to drill down sort of in a vertical way, but also ultimately allow us to look horizontally across government and see how spending is occurring across agencies and different program areas.
The Office of Management and Budget and Treasury are making some progress on the Data Act as a whole. They finalized 57 government-wide standards back in August, but Labrick says there's still more work to do.
We still have work to do on the data standards. I don't want to say that they're complete and done. Place of performance is a difficult issue. It means two different things in two different communities. Program means lots of different things in different communities, and so we're going to need to kind of really continue to work on those things, and we're committed to doing that.
Republican Congressman Daryl Issa is one of the Data Act's co-sponsors. He says Congress and the Obama administration can't forget about open data after agencies finish their implementation plans. He says it's just the opening round.
This presidency, which was promised to be the most open and transparent, does have an opportunity to show that it can open up government at the areas that are least understood and least transparent and do it before the lights go off for this administration. And I think they will. I think they've set a course. I think they've appointed good people. Now the question is, will we hold them to a timeline that's the same as the timeline of the president? Because if any timeline is offered to you this year, and it's one day after January 20th, 2017, then it's not a timeline, it's a dream. We don't need dreams, we don't need promises. We need what will you deliver before January 20th, 2017.
ISA says some agencies are already far along toward getting their data in the right format. Others, though, have a long way to go.
Quite frankly, some of the agencies, the FDIC and others, are actually very far along toward having their data in the right format and very far along toward not providing it in some cases. So this is where the president's leadership is important. You need to both shed light on the agencies that are ready to go, have a lot of it, allow them to lead in the best practices determination and helping other agencies understand what they need to do, and at the same time, you need to say, and the law as written has to be implemented, and if you think we need to change something, let me know, because that's why we have thousands of people who are called presidential legislative appointees. I mean, there's an army of people appointed by the president that are supposed to be working on legislative challenges, and we will meet with them at any time if they say they need a follow-on to the Data Act. Chairman Chaffetz will meet with them at any time if they need a follow-on. But until they tell us what they don't have and what they need, my assumption is that it's a lack of leadership. And when you hear that from an agency, the only question I'd ask you to say is, What have you done to find out what your capabilities are, what they're not, and how you're going to get from here to there? Because you've been told where you have to end up. Do you already know where you are? Have you done an assessment of where you are? Or do you just say, we can't do it?
LeBrick has a more optimistic view.
I do feel very good about sort of the people we have involved. Once again, it's a fairly small number of people. I feel very good about the level of engagement we have from our agencies. We've been tracking about how they're doing on that 8-step implementation plan I talked about, and they're doing very well. They've put these small teams together. They're looking at the standards. They're understanding the concepts. We have, as I mentioned, we have a couple pilots that are showing great promise, reusable code and those kinds of things that are moving along. So I think if we may not have all the answers today, I'm feeling pretty good about we have a structure, a governance process, and the right people in place to answer really the tough questions.
Some of those pilots are already underway, and agencies say they're unlocking data they didn't have easy access to before. The Health and Human Services Department is also gathering feedback for its Data Act Section 5 pilot projects. One of those projects is the Grant Information Gateway. It tells the public how federal grant life cycles work. Mike Peckman is the director of the Data Act Program Management Office at HHS.
It's informational, but it can be probably plugged into more areas, and we're going to look at how we can engage those other areas as we move through this pilot. But I think the first and foremost thing to mention is we know it's working because we're getting approximately 55,000 hits a month right now. And I don't think it's been advertised a whole lot. So that's pretty big. I think that's a great gain. But more importantly, on a scale of 8 to 10, we're getting an 8 out of 10 from the respondents saying that it is a useful site. So we're happy that it's out there. This is the goal, is to, you know, reach a broader population and make this process easier for people. If you read the Data Act, that's one of the goals of the Data Act. And we really... We want to springboard off of this in any way, shape, or form that we can.
The Small Business Administration is also working on a pilot with Treasury's help. The SBA Grants Data Explorer keeps track of where the agency makes its awards, what programs those grants are a part of, and how much money the grant recipient has already used. SBA says it's getting access to information it never had before. In Washington, Nicola Grisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.